Christ taught from nature, March 25. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? God encourages us to contemplate his works in the natural world. He desires that we shall turn our mind from the study of the artificial to the natural. We shall understand this better as we lift up our eyes to the hills of God, and contemplate the works which his own hands have created. They are God's work. His hand has molded the mountains and balances them in their position, that they shall not be moved except at his command. The wind, the sun, the rain, the snow, and the ice are all his ministers to do his will. Can we be surprised, then, that Christ, who made all things, should choose the open air as his sanctuary, that he should desire to be surrounded by the works of his creation? Jesus drew his lessons of spiritual instruction from the natural things with which his hearers were familiar. These he used to represent the truth. He would pluck the lilies, the flower of the valley, and place them in the hands of the little children, and by these simple instructors proclaim the truth of his word. The word of God and the things of nature around us are our lesson book. God has spread out before our senses the beauties of nature, and he watches with pleasure and a father's joy the delight of his children in the beautiful things around them. The root of the tree has a double office to fill. It is to hold fast by its tendrils to the earth, while it takes to itself the nourishment desired. Thus it is with the Christian. When his union with Christ, the parent stock, is complete, when he feeds upon him, currents of spiritual strength are given to the branches. Can the leaves of such a branch wither? Never. As long as the soul reaches toward Christ, there is little danger that the leaves will wilt and droop and decay. And the temptations which may come in like a tempest will not uproot him. The true Christian draws his motives of action from his deep love for his Redeemer. His affection for his Master is true and holy. And it is the cheerful, lovable Christian of whom Christ says, "Ye are my witnesses." Those who have fled to God for refuge, those who have believed the heaven-sent message, who believe the assurance that, if they confess their sins, he is faithful and just to forgive them their sins, God will cleanse from all unrighteousness. Our God has pledged his word by his own greatness and infinity that he will bestow pardon and peace upon all who will come to him in the name of Jesus. Principles of Education.